101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
As I take you on a tour of the four Ospedale Grande of Venice, today we stop at the Ospedale Santa Maria de Derelitti, nicknamed the Ospedaletti, as it was the smallest of the Ospedale. It was founded in 1528 to look after the sick, orphans, homeless and the elderly. Right back in 1537, the institution formed a choir of girls, and soon a tradition of public concerts on weekends and holy days started, with the advantage of bringing in donations. The girls were divided into two groups, the putte de coro, who studied and performed music, and the putte de comun, who were occupied with lace-making and sewing. The girls earned money for their labours, and this was put aside for their future. When they were about 18, they either married with a dowry or became a nun or stayed in the ospedale. The composer Porpora worked at three of the four ospedale between 1729 and 1747, in between going to London to compose operas, where he was a major rival of Handel's. Back in Venice, he gave singing lessons at the Ospedaletti. And in 1744, he was appointed Maestro del Coro. Thus began a particularly prolific year of liturgical works, taking advantage of the excellent choir at his disposal. One of the works from that year is his De Profundis, a choral work divided into two soprano parts and two alto parts. Here are the last two movements, the uplifting Gloria Patri and the Sicut Erat. The vocal concert Dresden and the Dresdener instrumental concert are conducted by Peter Kopp. That was Porporus, Gloria Patri and Sicut Erat from his De Profundis. The vocal concert Dresden and the Dresdener instrumental concert were conducted by Peter Kopp.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.